Now you have man's relationship in different life situation. Ye shall keep my statutes, God says in verse 19. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with diverse kinds. Thou not sow thy field with mingled seeds, and a garment with linen and woolen. You know what happens when you wash a garment like that. You see, what God is attempting to teach through this, these are symbols that are telling them that you are not to have the hybrid by mingling truth and error. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons, Paul said. The Lord Jesus said, you cannot serve God and mammon. And then he goes on to talk about whosoever lieth carnally with a woman. Here he is back with the seventh commandment. And this protects, if you read it through, which I'm not going to, the bondwoman. You see, is God lending approval to slavery? Somebody says now. God is recognizing the sinful situation caused by the hard hearts of men, as he did in the case of divorce, you'll recall. The Lord Jesus says it's because of the hardness of your hearts that Moses permitted this. And then in verse 23, and when ye shall come into the land, shall have planted all manner of trees for food. Then he talks about the fruit shall be uncircumcised. That means the first year or two you're to pick off the buds of the tree. And they tell you today, these dendrologists, that you get better fruit if you do that. It's interesting, the Lord even knew that. Then verse 26 here, ye shall not eat anything with the blood. And we've already been over that because he's emphasized that before. You can't imagine that this would be true, but it was true then, true today. Verse 29, do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness. And there are men today, that's come out recently, that are going through college by their wife being a harlot. How awful. Verse 30, ye shall keep my Sabbaths, reverence my sanctuary, I am the Lord. Now you see the Sabbath was a peculiar relationship between God and the children of Israel. It was a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. That's what God said. Now, regard not them that have familiar spirits. We've been over that before and we're going to come to it again. And then you're to respect the old age here in verse 32. And then they're to regard the stranger, verses 33 and 34. And God says, therefore shall ye observe all my statutes, all my judgments, and do them. Why? I'm the Lord. That's reason enough, friends. Can you think of anything to add to that?